Take silence to the Reverend John Davis, who will lead us in prayer.
And so let us pray for this broken and troubled world, a world that is racked by violence and war, conflict and discord. And we cry out for peace and justice for all people. And we pray for this Borough Council, for the controlling groups and the opposition, that in all their undertakings, deliberations and decisions, they will serve the common good for the benefit of all the people of this borough. And we pray for those employed by this council, that their work will be fulfilling in support of the work undertaken by the council and its agencies for the good of all the people of this borough council. And now we pray, if you wish to join me. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory,
forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated.
Can I come in? Yeah. You want to come in, yeah, please. Right. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor.
Approval of the minutes of the meeting held on the 25th of February 2025, as published on the Council's website. Are we all in favour? Apologies for absence, please.
Councillor Winnington, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Winnington. Any declaration of interest? No? So I move to Councillor Godfrey to move the devolution and the local government reorganisation. Excuse me, just a minute. You'd like to say something?
Thank you. Excuse me. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, for craving my indulgence. I thought that the council might want to send our best wishes to Councillor Mark Winnington, who is in intensive care and having had a ruptured appendix. And I thought that members might want to just send their best wishes.
I'm sure we wish them all the best. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Sorry about that. Right, and maybe we have to take the leader of the council. Sorry about that. You did say I was.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Two-tier local government system we have now works well for Stafford Borough. But sadly, it is sadly, it was changed to one of the preferred local government models the government has set aside in the white paper. Unfortunately, we have no choice. We have to make the changes ourselves, or the government will do it for us. This report asks that the council delegates to the leader in consultation with the chief executive officer and the deputy chief executive to get resources to the authority to do the necessary work for a submission to government based on the interim outline proposal set out in option 1 of appendix 1. What is proposed? After many meetings with council leaders across the county and working with Staffordshire Leaders Board, a body made up of all 10 council leaders in Staffordshire, basic submissions will hopefully be put to government this week. Stoke and Trent have put forward a proposal for a North Staffordshire Unitary Authority made up of Newcastle and the Lyne Borough Council, Stoke and Trent City Council, and Staffordshire Lowlands District Council. The County Council put forward a proposal for a whole county unitary, with Stoke and Trent being a separate unitary. The leaders and cabinets of the 6 southern boroughs and districts are united in putting forward a South Staffordshire Unitary Authority, made up of East Staffordshire Borough Council, Tamworth Borough Council, Lichfield District Council, South Staffordshire District Council, Cannock Chase District Council, and of course Stafford Borough Council. It is my belief that South Staffordshire University is the best option for Stafford Borough. We will keep our existing borders and be an economic driver in the South and indeed the whole Council. We already share services with Cannock and have excellent working relationships with the different councils. This is not a one-party view. Two Conservative-controlled councils and four Labour-led councils all agree that the South Staffordshire Unitary Authority is the best solution for our residents. So much so that all six councils are willing to sign a joint submission this week. Stoke on Trent on their submission made reference to the north of our borough being taken into the North Staffordshire Unitary. This is totally unacceptable to me, and I suspect to the majority of this council. We've made it very clear publicly that our borough boundaries are red line, and we will not agree to any part of our borough being separated. What of the strategic authority? All the councils in Staffordshire agree that a county-wide strategic authority headed by an elected mayor within our own boundaries is the preferred option. Of course, we are short of numbers in this, as Staffordshire has a population of under 1.2 million, and the government says strategic authority should ideally be 1.5 million. But they also say, in geography and a case stacked up, they may look at this again. Otherwise, we may be forced to join a neighbouring strategic authority. What do we want to see for Staffordshire with the information to date? Ideally, an all Staffordshire unitary with no part of Stafford Borough in it, a South Stafford unitary made up of six willing councils, and a county-wide strategic authority headed by an elected mayor within our own boundaries. If council agrees to the recommendations tonight, submission will be made for a South Staffordshire unitary authority in the coming days. This, of course, will only be the first step. There will be many more hurdles to jump before the final submission in November. We also await further guidance and clarity from the government. It's the nature of these things that details and timings change regularly, and I will keep the council informed. Because the new unitary is much bigger than us, there is a danger that local people will not be represented as now. So 2.5 of the recommendations is very important. We hope to set up a working group immediately from all parties to oversee the formation of a new town council for Stafford. If successful, this would be a natural successor to Stafford Borough Council, providing everyday local services and civic life. To finish, Mr. Mayor, I have been a member of Stafford Borough Council half my life, and I am very proud to have become its leader. So to preside over its abolition is painful. But far more importantly, we must do what is right for our residents. Stafford Borough Council is a well-run, debt-free authority that provides great services along with town centre regeneration and a quality of life we sometimes take for granted. We employ some of the best local authority people in the country who live here and care for our residents and services to them. And, despite our political differences, members of Stafford Borough Council have, to a person, put the good running of our authority first, and are close to our residents and their needs. I hope the new authority carries on our good work and keeps local democracy alive and well. I ask members to accept the recommendation in the report set out before you tonight. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Is that seconded?
Seconded, Mr. Mayor. Reserve the right to speak. Right.
Any questions, please? Yes? Thanks, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, councillors. Not really a question, actually. First of all, I'd just like to say I welcome the report as it stands and the comments that have been made. I think there are lots of things that we can all agree on in this room. I think that we are all against the idea of splitting up Stafford Borough and some notional line on a map because it is politically expedient for someone else, because that's not where our residents face or associate with. I think that we can also agree that losing all of the borough to a Northern Authority, again, is not where we associate with as well. I think we can also agree that over the years, enhanced two-tier working has only got better and better. And I think the Leaders Board is a really good example that, you know, previously you had the Leaders Board, which was principally all of one political persuasion. And now it's sort of mixed political persuasions, but it can still deliver against its remit for the benefit of its residents. I think we can all agree that actually having a mayor is not an aspiration that we woke up one morning in deepest, darkest December saying we must have a mayor, a nightmare possibly, but not a mayor. And I certainly am not referring to that sort of municipal element, which is really critical to all of us and something we can't lose. I don't think any of us wanted this. Local government reorganisation just takes all of the focus away from our residents and what we're trying to deliver as elected representatives. I think that we're all in agreement again that actually it should be eventually a council decision, and I think that was in terms of that final option. I think that is right for local democracy, and I welcome both the deputy leader and the leader coming out and saying that really clearly from the get-go. And also this promise for public consultation. So I think there's lots that we can all agree on. That doesn't mean, Mr. Mayor, that today isn't a momentous day, because we've signed off the fact that Stafford Borough Council will cease to exist by 2028, and instead it will become a unitary council at least three times the size. It's a sad day, created not by residents' wishes, not by something that was voted for, but by a Labour government's white paper. And we didn't start the firing gun. That was Stoke-on-Trent City Council started that firing gun in terms of local government reorganisation here. I will restrict my comments this evening to local government reorganisation, because it seems to me that we are all in broad agreement that there are benefits about having a Staffordshire, including Stoke-on-Trent, strategic authority, because that at least takes us back towards some of the old Staffordshire footprints back prior to 1997. And I think at least does devolve some power down to the locality and the strategic authority. I think the bit which local government reorganisation misses for me is that some councils have reorganised. Some councils have taken out cost over time. And that might be through sharing services, that might be through moving delivery models like using Freedom Leisure, it might be about changing how services are delivered, the difficult discussions and difficult decisions. And the council, Stafford Borough Council, and others have done that heavy lifting. But there are still some other councils who haven't done the heavy lifting, and the thought of merging in councils when the restructuring and the hard work hasn't been undertaken, I think would be wrong, because what that potentially does is it leaves those councils merging in to a council that hasn't done the hard work of restructuring and making sure they're fit for the purpose. It potentially only gives them a few short years before they need to go and do some wholesale change and restructuring. You can see that with Somerset, where within 2 years of becoming a unitary, they're already declaring that they are financially bankrupt. So my point here is that we need to make sure the base is sustainable for the long term. Equally, whilst I'm open-minded about the options, I really want to be evidence-led at the end of the day. And so whilst I think it's a nice thought that you could have Stafford and Cannock, who are already sharing services, bolting on the South Steps, I think that option doesn't really give sufficient size and scale. And talking as someone who runs adult social services in the county, I think it's really very easy to become over-fixated by a number. and forget that actually it's a romanticised view, so very last century, and instead we should be looking at what our demographics say, what our future demographics say, to be able to make sure that we can meet the needs of our population both today and going forwards to make sure that they are viable. And to give an example, in the last 10 years we've grown the Staffordshire population by 80,000 people, but all of them were over the age of 65. So we have an ageing population, and in 10 years' time we'll have another 70,000 people who will add to that. And so my point is, the bit which really consumes services is adult social services plus children's social services plus SEND. So for me, I would have liked to have seen an investigation of one other option. And that other option was a Staffordshire-wide footprint, taking the existing footprint of Staffordshire to see whether that brought sufficient size and scale, and then to be evidence-led and to review those three options and say which one is the best, because I'm absolutely open-minded that we need to choose the right one for our residents and that is the best for our residents, because that is why we're here elected to support them. I'm also deeply nervous by sacrificing two of the family of Staffordshire district and borough councils. To me, that feels like an alienation to leave two authorities behind, two sovereign authorities behind, and to let them become the pawns on someone else's chessboard. Some services, in my view, need delivering at size and scale. Highways, adult social services and children's social services, delivery of education, public health, those sorts of things. And I'm inherently nervous by ruling out the option of looking at a larger footprint that we do several things. One is we're not fit for purpose long term, and two, that we leave some of the Staffordshire family behind. So on that basis, Mr. Mayor, I would ask the leader to consider whether he would include a third option in his paper, which is looking at exploring, not deciding, exploring a third option, which is based on the current county boundary of the eight districts and boroughs, as well as the county geographical boundary. And then to use those three options to bring that back through the process which is described in the paper, so that we can then clearly see the option which is best for all of our residents based on that. I propose that as an amendment.
Is that seconded?
Second,
yeah,
Mr. Mayor,
I reserve the
right to speak.
Councillor
Nixon.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. In the past, people have died to gain a vote to get their voices heard. All the changes will do is stop the government from hearing the voices of its residents, especially the most vulnerable. The changes are an attack on democracy. There is no evidence that this reorganisation will save any money. I believe that decisions should be evidence-based. This reorganisation isn't evidence-based at all. Thank you, Mr. Dean.
Councillor James. Do you want to respond?
I'm just like...
Oh, but before you...
I think to leave those two districts out is wrong. And I firmly believe that we should keep the eight together and not have anything to do with Stoke-on-Trent. They're broken. They've done nothing recently to rectify the situation, even though they now claim their deficit is only 7.6. I don't believe they've done enough. And I think that if we were to join with them, all that's going to happen is all the hard work and all the monies that we've got in reserves will just disappear for the benefit of Stoke-on-Trent, not for the benefit of Staffordshire. So please, I'd like you to put in this other option just to add to what we've got already, right, so that you could get the evidence base and choose the best option for our residents. That's all we're asking for you to include. and I cannot see or cannot think of any reason why anybody in this room would disagree with putting that option in or that.
Councillor Pearce.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think the county election's looming. I can understand why some might be proposing the county as a unitary authority. But in reality, the proposed South Staffordshire unitary would be well above the government's target figure. And if we're at all realistic, we know that the government would not contemplate a unitary of that size, let alone whether such a unitary would be the best solution for the people of Staffordshire. I certainly have grave concerns about how the people of this borough would be served by a single authority which stretches down to Tamworth and across to Burton. I really do believe that the interests of the people of Stafford and Stafford Borough would not be best served by an authority of that size. There's the issue of democratic accountability. And I'm afraid the County Council has always suffered, in a sense, from that lack of accountability, albeit they're elected every 4 years. But in terms of being able to identify with and work with an authority the size of Staffordshire, it just is not possible. So to propose that we should be looking at an even bigger authority than the one that's being proposed, I personally would reject that entirely. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Yep. Is that seconded? Oh. Yes, Councillor?
Sorry, I just have a comment. I don't think Councillor Pearce is seconded.
I'm not asking you to second, but I'm just asking you about
the absent sympathies with Councillor Pearce's position, particularly around size and scale and delivering the level of adult social care that we have to deliver, education, send provision, which is a specifically course close to my heart as a teacher and an educator, but also something that I know our local authority has struggled with to deliver on the scale with the level of need that we have, and it's similar for adult social care. I think it's really important to get that balance right. The balance between that democratic accountability, relying on a local authority that can represent you and your interests at that smaller scale, and having the financial viability in a unitary authority to deliver the services we need to do for residents. And it's not an easy answer. And I'm not suggesting that one unitary authority to cover the whole of Staffordshire is the answer, nor three districts, nor eight. What I would like is for our Section 151 officer, deputy chief executive and leader to consider really carefully the financial viability of the proposals and bring back some really robust sensitivity analysis, economic analysis for us to consider when that goes forward. I think that's crucially important. Financial viability is at the back of my mind always, and I've seen both the good and the bad of delivering education at large scale and delivering education on what we would describe as smaller, more democratically accountable scale. Again, much like in local government, there is no perfect answer and there is no perfect model. So I would really like to see some really strict, stringent detail. If that does include scoping an entire Staffordshire unitary, and that's what council decide and members decide, so be it. But what I would like to suggest is that we have really robust information that we can make really informed decisions on. Not what we feel in our hearts that we want, but what we see the evidence to suggest is best for us and our residents. And that's what I would like to see.
Thank you. Councillor Kenny?
There's absolutely no reason for this council to duplicate a proposal that's already going to be put forward. There needs to be a range of proposals. For us to duplicate one that we're, I don't think it's got any merit in it. It's too large. I just think it's pointless.
Anybody else? Yes?
Yeah, what we're missing here is what the council referred to suggesting, is that we look at an option. As a council, we need not to bury our heads in the sand and go as somebody else has suggested with our hearts, but to look at whatever options are out there, be it maybe quite almost out of the court, may be more sensible, I don't know, but we must, on behalf of our residents, look at all the options that are there. And quite clearly, one that is able to manage financially with its size and everything else, all the services that are being outlined, I think is really important to do. Because we run the risk of not breaking up the council, but breaking up the authorities here and grouping them together and then saying, okay, South Staths, okay, North Staths, okay, Stoke-on-Trent, which does it already. Look after your own education, look after your own health. What a mess. I mean, that's what we might be heading for. We do need to look at the option, and that's what we're saying this day. We're not making a decision, we're saying, let's not put our heads in the sand, let's look at all the options that are there. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Anybody else like to speak? Councillor Godfrey. Reply.
Thank you, Mr.
Mayor.
I get the last word, don't I?
You get the last word, yes.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It's interesting. I don't get the single unitary. I really don't. I mean, basically, what you've just been suggesting is what the county have put forward. And there's lots of reasons why it's nonsense, and it is nonsense. One is the white paper makes it very clear. It's got to be sustainable. I don't think it will be sustainable for a large footprint of the unitary authority. You're going to have certain areas that will take all the funding, and funding will go away from areas like Stafford. You know, that's one thing. Secondly, it was very specific, they don't want a donut. You know, you would create a donut if you don't put Stoke-on-Trent. You have one unitary and Stoke-on-Trent, you're creating a donut. The governments have always said they will not accept that. And secondly, if you leave Stoke-on-Trent on their own in anything, and I'm not, you know, quite frankly, I'm not involved in the north, I'm more in the southern districts at the moment, but in the north, if you leave Stoke-on-Trent on their own, they've got a population around 250,000, which is nowhere near what they need for a unitary. You need at least 500,000. If somebody jumps up now and says, oh, we can have 300,000, you can't, because we've not been told that. We have not been told you can have 300,000. Now, if the government come back to us officially and say you can have 300,000 for unitary, yes, of course you must look at that again. But at the moment, we're told 500,000, and Stoke hasn't even got halfway there. So what all the suggestions are, you know, I'm sure you're very concerned about our colleagues up in the north, absolutely convinced you are. You never mentioned it before, but I'm sure you've been sitting on it. It's not going to help us here. It's going to detract from funding in Stafford, and that's what concerns me. People of our borough concern me, and I think the best thing for the people of our borough is to join the five other districts in the south and create a successful, sustainable unitary authority. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think tonight's debate really demonstrates the passion we have for our communities and the importance of our communities and the importance of our residents. And we look for what is the best answer. But what's happened is that the government has chosen to pit councils and partners against each other. And I think tonight is a really good example of that. And, you know, one of the proposals on the table, leaving Newcastle and Staffordshire Moorlands out of the Staffordshire family, does the same again. And yet we're going to have to work as partners when we're all part of a strategic authority. I would also just say that there is an existing template for health, police, fire on a county-wide footprint. So actually I do think there is some merit on that. But I also take the points well made that, you know, it's a big geographical area. And there are some real pluses and some real minuses. And the best example I think is Telford, who is very small, very sustainable, and have really good services. But just doesn't mean because you're small, you're going to have those great services. It does depend on so many things. And tonight was about exploring options. The problem with leaving that one off the table and not looking at it as an option is how can this council, when it comes to November, support that as an option if you've already ruled it off the table? Because you're not looking at it. You're not looking at it from this, you know, you're not looking at it from Stafford Borough's residents' perspective. Maybe working in tandem with the county council. I think this isn't about deciding today. This is about not taking options potentially off the table. There are some options which should never be on the table. This one I actually think probably should be, even if it comes off the table later on. We're not deciding tonight about what's the best option. We're about deciding about, is it worth exploring it further? And I would encourage members to look at it on that basis.
So that's it.
You can do if you want. It's important.
If it's okay with two things. One, you can't even think about the large footprint at the moment because it doesn't fit any of the criteria in the white paper at all, so we can't think about it. And secondly, adding some weight to that, you just spoke yourself about evidence. Well, where's the evidence? It's not there. It's just a big blob. It doesn't fit the white paper specifications. You can't.
We're going to vote on it now, then. So all those in favour of the amendment? Well, it's not amendment. Those against? 15.
I got 19 then.
Any abstains? 1, 2, 3. In favour of the amendment, 15. Against the amendment, 19. So the amendment is, there was 3 options, so the amendment did not carry. Yes, now we're going back to the original situation. Who would like to make a discussion on that, please? Councillor.
I think it's really important for us to remember that these proposals weren't in the Labour manifesto. They are not supported by the most recent general election we've had, and these are incredibly unpopular. And I think it is our residents we really need to be thinking about. It's great in section 2.5 talking about town council, but I also think that in the proposals and in the discussions as they move forward, we need to be thinking about not just a town council, but what is it that, whatever this unitary authority that we will be going into, what is it going to do to ensure that local voices are heard most effectively? If we look at the most recent examples, they are 4,500 to 5,000 voters per councillor. That's substantially larger than we currently have in terms of footprint as a borough council, and ensuring that all 4,000, 5,000 of those voters are represented by each of those individuals is going to be really difficult. At the same time as there being 60 odd councillors who represent an hour's drive away, right? Who won't have the same interests, who won't necessarily have the same understanding of the locality. Whereas I can look people in the eye here and I can say, oh, I have an issue in here. And they have a really good idea what I'm talking about and what those difficulties are. So I think that we need to have built into the discussion that is ongoing an assurance that there will be some degree of ensuring that local voice is heard baked into the governance of the new unitary authority.
Thank you. Anybody else, please? Yes, Councillor Nixon again.
Just to respond to what he mentioned about things not being in the manifesto. It was also not in the manifesto what was the changes that have been made to PIP and DLA payments. In fact, they said the absolute opposite. Also, within the manifesto that was being put in place, they were talking about funding for the education system, and the funding the strategy that they're using is just not going to work, and it isn't working. So we're looking at systems that aren't working. We're sitting around here, and all that we're doing is we're going to stop voices being heard even more, and the result of that it's quite devastating. I'm really, really concerned.
Thank you. Councillor Bird, I've got Councillor Bird first. Yes, go. Councillor Bird.
Okay, thank you. I actually agree with the point about town and parish councils. I think it's a really fundamental bit. When you start removing, you've not removed a layer of government, you've just shifted it further up. And the danger is that the communities and individuals lose touch with things that are really important to them. And I think the more the council can do within the work that is being done, maybe not in the first tranche of work, because you know there's a clear deadline of November, and I don't think the government will be particularly particularly focused on what happens in town and parish councils, because they didn't even remember them in the first briefings they gave. So important that they are to them. But maybe the council can, you know, after the submission in November, spend some time really looking at how it can use those hidden gems to be able to. Use. I don't mean it that way. Come together to you know support the base, because I think there is a really risk of a democratic deficit, and that's really important. The other democratic deficit, I think, probably lies with the mayoralty. The mayor is something that is it brings the dusty old rooms that we all debate in and the hours in committees that we spend time doing, it brings it to life to the general public. You know, it's the mayor who is important to, you know, school children, opening fetes, all the things that people do. And it is such a critical part to this borough over centuries. And I would hope some serious thought was given to how can that be continued in maybe along the template that is used within Stone.
Benjamin, Councillor Edge of the First, I've got new councillor.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. Just one thing I want to say, actually, and that is I find it so sad that this has been imposed on us by a Labour government, and the people of this borough have had no say in the matter. There should have been a referendum on this, to the people, countrywide actually, to know and see what is happening, how it's going to affect their lives and everything. I think it's absolutely awful, and I find it very, very sad, as I say, that there would be no referendum on it. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Pearce, I've got a question. Councillor Pearce, I've got you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I must say that the one thing in this report that I do support is the creation of a town council in Stafford.
You've always wanted
and
one.
Someone, absolutely.
Who
years ago campaigned for such a council. I'm extremely pleased that we are now looking at a realistic prospect of creating one. It should be able to take over the morality. It should also, in my view, be able to operate some of the services which we as a borough council do at present. There's a great deal of work to be done on this, but I'm actually looking forward to that. But I do share the sadness that as a council which I believe has done a good job for the people of Stafford, and still is doing a good job, that we are facing this reorganisation, which I think is driven by financial considerations, which it will not resolve. The financial issues are far too deep-seated, and it is the issue of local government finance which ought to be top of the government's agenda if they want to improve the situation in local government. I'll perhaps just conclude by saying it's obviously a measure of my age. You mentioned an ageing population, that I still have my copy of the Redcliffe Maud report, which I dusted off today, to see that, of course, that was recommending a North Staffordshire and South Staffordshire unitary authorities. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Kenny.
Thank you. I think it's important that we note that there will still be three proposals going forward. One will be the proposal from the county, which is what members have put forward as a an amendment, and there's also the one that's come from Stoke and Trent City Council with regards to Newcastle and Moorlands going together. And then there's the southern unitary that, should we accept the recommendation, will go forward. But you have to remember, though, out of all those three proposals, this one that we will enter will be the only one that will have been agreed by all of the six parties. All the other ones have not had consultation with each other, but this one has.
Councillor Nixon?
All I wanted to say was that clearly the decision is already made. We've got to work towards the November deadline. I think taking on your point earlier on that we do need to work with facts and figures and not emotions, and therefore, you know, I want to work as constructively with everybody in this council, and I think we as a council should absolutely pull together because we're here to represent the values and the opinions of our residents.
Here, Councillor Godfrey.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think apart from the blob of the one big unitary, everything that's been mentioned was actually what I said. And we're at the start of the process, and lots of things we've got to look at, and the big things that you've not even thought of yet that we'll have to look at. Absolutely agree about keeping close to the people. That's one of the advantages of having a, let's face it, it would be a big parish council, it would be a big town council. You know, if you think about the population of Stafford, it's about 7,000. obviously, it won't be that big, but you're talking about a lot of figures. And so you want to get a close, not only day to day contact with the council, but getting contact physically with the council as well. You need that, and you want to have that in the bigger party. So the town council is important. Civic side, I did mention this, the civic side is extremely important. I would say that, wouldn't I? Anybody who's held the office of mayor would say that. Yep. But you see the good the office does. And if we don't actually set up a parish council, a town council for Stafford, well, you have to wonder what will happen to the civic side of our lives. And it's a big part of our lives. You know? And I say ours, I don't mean us as councillors. I mean the town. It's just what the town does. You think Crown Court or anything? Battle of Britain Day, all the things we go to, and they just happen. Well, they won't happen unless we preserve them, and that comes under that. So yes, we're at the start of the process. Yes, come to us, say things that you're not happy with things, or something that have you thought of this? Because there will be things we've not thought of. Bring them forward, let's talk about it. And Councillor Lipschitz mentioned about the November deadline. Yes, that's what we've got to work to. Put some meat on the bones. This is just really very, very thin bone. We've got to start building the bone up, then start putting the meat on it.
Yeah. Anybody else like to speak? No? Yes, we'll go to the vote then. All those in favour, please show. Okay, all those against, please. None. Absentees, please.
Not absentees.
Abstentions.
I know you'd like to speak.
I could go like that if you want.
I was just thinking of it. Sorry about that. Yes. Right. Are we okay with that? Well, thank you very much for a very good debate. The vote.
24
abstain. Yeah. The vote was 24 in favour and 14 against. 14 abstains. Abstentions. Right, that concludes the first lot of business. Now we're now moving into confidential items, so I'm asking all people to leave.
Members, item 5 on the agenda. The report contains information relating to an individual, which is likely to reveal the identity of an individual and information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council.
Yeah.